Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program. We are here in Durban at the Durban Studios, and Mufti Saab is at the head office, the head studios in Lanesia. And a very warm welcome to those that have joined us right now. I think Peter Maritzburg, the Al-Ansar, was offline. So alhamdulillah, I've been told that they are back online. Mufti Saab, our first question for this particular segment, please inform us about what is the latest in Al-Aqsa? What is the latest in Palestine?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We hope that the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar can hear us loud and clear. I hope, inshallah, that you will send to you, my brother Tobela, I will send to you the first half an hour that you must, and then try and slot it in. We hope it will be slotted in for your benefit, inshallah. And after the program, we will send you the podcast as well. So in your leisure time, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, you can listen to the entire 2 hours. Okay, regarding Sahyuniya, regarding Zionism, you need to understand the following 4 things. Number one, their slogan was, after World War II, a people without a land and a land without a people. You must remember that Europe did not want them. They expelled them because of their treachery and what have you and so forth. So we all know what happened to them, and no one wanted to accept them. So they were right in the first part, a people without a land. And then they chose, and thus the British are responsible, and America to another great extent as well. And then they chose Palestine. They were offered, you must remember, Argentina. They were offered the part of Africa, Ethiopia. They rejected all that. They said, we want to go to the homeland, meaning that Palestine. They said, second part, a land without a people, absolute lie and propaganda and fabrication. The Muslims were there, the Christians were there, majority Muslims were there, and they were Palestinians. Golda Meir had a passport of Palestine. You can go read up history and see. So you can see that it was based on an absolute lie. Nevertheless, in 48, that is 14th May 1948, the first dream of Zionism becomes a reality, and that is the apartheid regime, the B state. We call it the B, illegitimate state, you must remember, of Israel, comes into existence. And that was with the Stern gang, the Haganah gang, the Irgun gang. These were the real terrorists murdering and causing such mayhem. You can just look at the Haaretz, go look at that. You will find everything there. What things happened, you must remember, how they looted and they murdered and everything. So that was the first dream, 1948, 14 May. Second, you must remember, in 1967, Moshe Dayan, the small Dajjal, they won the war and they occupied Al-Quds Sharif, and that is Jerusalem. So that's why they smack every Arab and smack every Muslim in the face, and they say the undivided and eternal capital of the apartheid regime of Israel. They wouldn't use the word apartheid, we use it. And it is official that it is apartheid, remember, their own sources as well. So you must remember, so that was the second dream come true. What is their third dream? Their third dream is Eretz Israel. So Eretz Israel is that you expand and expand and expand. They don't have borders till today recognized as United Nations. So they have a white flag and they have a blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, and it is called, you must remember, Greater Israel, which they call Eretz Israel. And the two blue lines, Minal Furati ila Nil, from the Euphrates River to the Tigris, from the Euphrates River to the Nile River. Euphrates is in Iraq, and remember the Nile River in Egypt. Both sides, they got their puppets. You must remember that Iraq also, they can run as they want to. You see the American forces there. And Egypt, you know what's happening there. So you know, all these Arab states and that, they're client states. They can't make one move till Khrud Bas give permission. America has to give permission and so forth. So you call them client states, remember that. So anyway, so that is how that agenda is going on. And Trump, you know what Trump did in 2016, Trump told the world, we will make America great again. And he moved the embassy to Jerusalem, the Israeli, the American embassy. He moved it to Jerusalem and said, see, I'm your president. I did this for you. And they named that building or whatever after Trump. And then the Golan Heights, he stole that from the Syrians and called it Trump Heights. Today, for your information, he is considered by the Americans as the worst president and the most foolish president in the entire history of America. That is Trump. And I told you that many years ago. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for being the biggest idiot in the world. Remember that. So that's number three. Now they're busy with number four. I send the news to you today. Did you listen to the news of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Measurements are already taking place. If you've been to Palestine, you've been to Masjid al-Aqsa, Al-Qiblatul Ula, you will know that there's a whole big wall, 35, 40 acres around. I'm speaking of the structure. The structure in front, you must remember, is Al-Aqsa al-Sharif, the building. The whole area is Masjid al-Aqsa, but the building. And at the back, where you see the golden dome, built by Abdul Malik bin Marwan in the year 72 after Hijrah, Surah Yasin inscribed. So they want, and the settlers are saying, the Muhtaleen, we see one settler, one bullet. That is what they need. So you must remember that they want to demolish the Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, and replace it with Haikale Suleimani, then the dream of Zionism is fulfilled. That already Palestine became Israel, Quds became Jerusalem, Yerushalem as they call. Third one, they expanded their borders and they got all these so-called Arab States peace treaty, which is a real mockery, and you can see the disgrace they're enduring. And the fourth one is that to bring the Temple of Solomon. So that is what they're busy with now. You Muslims, if you got Iman, true Iman in your heart, daily you will read 2 rakat salat and say, Allahumma ahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Ya Allah, you protect the haramain sharifain from all the enemies, internal and external. Makkah mukarrama, Madinah munawwara. And Allahumma tahhir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahud al-ghasibin al-muhtallin. Ya Allah, you protect and you purify Masjid al-Aqsa from the apartheid regime of Israel and the settlers and their crime minister. If you know anything was happening in occupied Palestine, 33 consecutive weeks the Jews are marching, protesting against the crime minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. You want reference? Go open Haaretz newspaper. So remember, that is the current situation there. Humiliation. They thought they will get away with the murder. Allah is disgracing them. وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِمٍ. When Allah disgraces, then none can give you honor. Number 10, the next one will be that now they're busy with excavations, all that. So remember, make special dua for Al-Aqsa Mubarak and say, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin wa man wa'alahum. Ya Allah, decimate the apartheid regime, the tenpot dictators, and all those who make peace with them, decimate and destroy them as well. Unless this hidayat written for them is a different thing. You must remember, they're our worst enemies, Quran says. Surah 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So we need to be clear on these issues here. We don't have to apologize to anybody. We don't have to compromise our faith. So daily 2 rakat special. Ishraq time after Zuhur, after Maghrib, after Isha, Tahajjud time. Allah give tawfiq. Make special dua for Haramain Sharifain, Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, and all the masajid of the world. InshaAllah, Allah Jalla Wala will enhance our Iman and Islam as well.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, kindly advise, when should the tahneek be done for a newborn baby?
Remember, the day the baby is born, so you should do the following. Number one, in the right ear, adhan. In the left ear, the iqamah. And then the day the baby is born, today, this morning, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, your wonderful bundle of joy was born. Or this afternoon, now at 2 o'clock, half past 2, for example, baby was born. So, mashallah, adhan right here, istiqama left here, tahniq, take the dates, chew it, make a dua, insert it in the palate of the baby, hannaka, tahniq. So you do that and then learn what Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu warda. What did Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say regarding Umar? Inna allaha yantaliku al-haqqa ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi. Allah jalla wa ala let the truth flow from the Mubarak tongue of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. What Umar said on the farsh, Allah sent from the arsh. That what he used to say on the land and sand, Allah jalla wa ala sent verses like that. More than 20, 21, 22 verses. Go study Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti's work al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran. Bukhari's riwayat wafaqtu Rabbi fi thalath. Nevertheless, you must remember then they brought Hassan Basri to him. This was the last 2 years of his Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. And he took Hassan Basri. Basri, afterwards he went to Basra in Iraq and is buried there. Nevertheless, Hassan was a baby and he, Sayyidina Umar, chewed the date and then inserted in the mouth of Hassan rahimahullah and Imam al-Hassan al-Basri al-Wa'iz al-Bakka. Wonderful book, I have it, bought in Iraq. So he, Sayyidina Umar, read, Allahumma faqqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him profound, deep understanding of deep deenul Islam. Wa habibhu ila nas. And Ya Allah, make him beloved to the people. Today people, they bring dates and all this kind of thing. I say, what you bring dates? I say, no, make for my child. And I say, where's the baby? I say, no, tomorrow, next week we'll be born. So I say, well, I bring, never mind. So we read the same dua. So Allahumma habibhu. They tell us is a boy or girl. You know, nowadays they go for gender and all that. So anyway, Allahumma habib, Allahumma faqihu fi deen wa habibhu ila nas. So read that powerful dua of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warza. Now, pay attention. We know there is a virus. We know certain hospitals would not even allow the husband, the father of that baby to come in that ward and so forth. So now you, my sister, Zainab, Fatima, Jamila, Aisha, you gave birth. Now what you going to do? So don't delay. Don't delay. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you love Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, fattabi'uni. You follow me, Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immaculately. That is ittiba, the proper translation. When you follow Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala. Yes, we are human beings, we have weaknesses, shortcomings, we are prone to vices, sin and error. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. The more you imitate, emulate Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more Allah will forgive you your sins. So you are my sister, now you gave birth. You gave birth this morning, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Now you worried what will happen to the adhan, iqama. You know adhan. So you the mother, so you give the adhan. Yeah, there's no rafu, so there's no raising of the voice and all that. So you carry the baby because they're not allowing the father of the baby. They're not allowing your husband for whatever reason. So you give the adhan, although you're in nifas and all that in your postnatal, and adhan right here. Allahu Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, like that. In the right ear, you give the adhan, and you don't have to raise your voice or anything. In the left ear, you give iqama. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah, qad qamat is-salah, qad qamat is-salah. Only that will change. And then Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, la ilaha illallah. And then you make tahniq, mashallah, that you got your food there, you got honey there, you got some dates there, whatever. You chew it, and you insert it into the baby's mouth, mashallah. So make sure, it's not compulsory, but it is sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it be done on the first day. So we should always try and practice on it. So this fatwa we gave now is only in the case where the husband, the father is not allowed, and no men are allowed and so forth, for your father, whoever. So in your brother and so forth. So in a case like that, then last resort, you give the adhan, you give the iqama, you make the tahniq, all that the fatwa is permissible.
Mufti Sahib, this person says that, what dua can my mom who is in iddat read for my dad who passed away?
Oh, all of you, that is the widow and children, grandchildren. I gave you the dua just now, Surah 14, verse 41. You should read, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, and forgive the believers, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ, the day the reckoning is established. Yesterday, Saturday, I went to Heidelberg for multi reasons. One reason, to go to my beloved parents, my family, my brothers, brother-in-law, and so forth. To go to each one's qabr and read by them. So today people say, my father, my mother passed away, and this one passed away. I haven't seen them 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. So I ask them, how much are you reading? Now they start clapping kop, you know, that's Afrikaans. So they start scratching their head. Now they can't even remember how much they're reading. So daily read Quran Sharif, daily give some charity, daily make dua, and see, one day you will see your father, mother smiling with you. Why? Because my beta, ya bunayya, my beloved daughter, Mary Ladley, my beloved daughter is reading for me. But the children today got no time. They busy with the cell phone, the emails are flying to the females, and that's their project, shaitani project. So you must remember that, that is what you're supposed to do. So you, the wife, you read that. And another dua, you read the widow, your husband passed away. Surah 54, Surah 14, verse 41, I explained to you. Surah 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Chapter 59, verse 10. He was your husband, but he's your brother in Islam as well. But now he's no more. You relish and you cherish all the wonderful memories of him. You did this, you did that, you did that. Even when you're living, Quran says, وَلَا تَنْسَهُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Oh husband, don't look only at the faults of your wife, look at the good moments you had. Oh wife, don't look at your husband, how pot-belly he's gone, and now he's this and that. Remember the good occasions and so forth. So Islam me jorna he torna nahi. In Islam, we want to make the home and not break the home. So now he's no more. So read abundant dua like that. Surah chapter 59 verse 10. And it will give you a lot of solace, and Allah will give you sabr as well. When you feel down and out, then cry. But cry to Allah. Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah. That you cry, ya Allah, you took away my beloved husband. You took away my beloved son and my beti, my daughter, and so forth. So you give me sabr. You see, Quran teaches us so many lessons. You have the story of Surah Yusuf, Ahsan al-Qasas, the best of stories, the best of narratives. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِسَائِلِينَ. There are so many salient features in this surah for the people who will understand the deen of Islam. So your beloved is gone. So don't just cry to people, cry to Allah. You took my son away, you took my daughter, my husband, my wife, whoever. So you say, ya Allah, you assist me, you give me the himmat. So Allah calls it sabrun jameel. So that is what you have to do, sister. Remember that.
Mufti Sahib, this sister says that I'm expecting, and it's difficult for me to sit for long in one position. And can I read Suratul Kahf every Friday in two sittings?
No problem, my sister. One Quranic verse, one hadith, and one, you must remember, advice. Quran Sharif, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 286, the last verse of Surah Baqarah. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wusaha. Allah has not burdened any person more than his or her ability, capability, capacity. Second one, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, to Imran bin Hussein. Imran bin Hussein is father and son, both sahaba, so we say radiallahu anhuma. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed him and said, O Imran radiallahu an, salli qa'iman, stand and read. Fa illam tastati fa salli qa'idan, sit and read. Sit on the floor, it means. And if you can't, fa la jambin, then on your side, reclining, whatever is comfortable. So if you can't sit on the floor, mother, sister, you're expecting, sit on the chair, sit on the bed, sit on the stool, whatever is comfortable. Totally permissible, no problem. Surah Kahf is long for you. So man qara'a surat الكهف يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. I sent it out on Friday with that hadith. So remember that whoever reads Surah Kahf on a Friday, Allah Jalla Wala will bless that person with noor, radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. So you can't manage reading it in one sitting, so it's fine. You read little bit at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, then again you start 10, 11, 12 o'clock and you read the remainder. All that is fine. There's no problem with that. Third one, the advice, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Ad-Dinu Yusrun. Remember, deen is easy. How we have breakfast, we have lunch, we have supper. So we have made our tabi'at, our nature, second nature is that. So make shari'at your tabi'at, make tabi'at shari'at. So turn yourself that my life must be according to the sharia. And then you will see everything what we do, whether it's our five daily salat, whether it's tahajjud, whether it's charity, whether it's helping Muslim, non-Muslim, everything will be lazzatul iman, halawatul islam, halawatul iman. We will get that inner satisfaction and the real taste of iman. So that will happen. So change our nature, our habit, our routine according to sharia. Tabiat shari'at banjai. So that is what you must do, inshallah.
Please, if someone wants to embrace Islam, please tell us what is the correct the manner and procedure.
Remember, before I answer that question to you, my sister, who's expecting, I think you might be in your 8th, 9 months. So remember that read the surah, read the chapter as well abundantly. Surah 21, surah chapter 21, surah Anbiya, the prophets and messengers, alayhi musalam, verse 33 of chapter 21, verse 33. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَّقْنَاهُمَا. Don't the non-Muslims see? Look at the majesty, the grandeur, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Who is Almighty Allah? He created the heavens and the earth, and He made the heavens and earth stuck together. So leave all your big bang and evolution and all that. Look at what Quran says, the Khaliq, the Malik, the only creator, the only owner of the universe, is telling me and you, I created this cosmos and universe and let the heavens and earth be stuck together. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا, and then we separated it. Today your fetus, your unborn baby, and you, O mother, you stuck together. So you worried about your mahad, you worried about your dardezeh, you worried about your labor pains. So read this verse. Allah Jalla Wala will make your labor pains easy for you. Every day give out 1, 2, 3 rand, 5 rand, whatever you can. Allah Jalla Wala make easy for you. And you husband and wife, read chapter 37, Surah Yasin, chapter 36, Surah 37, Surah Safat, verse 100, Rabbi Habali Minas Salihin. Oh, our beloved Allah, grant us pious offspring and progeny. How do we make Adam and Eve? How do we make Steve a Muslim? So remember, Steve came, he told me I want to become Muslim. So I said, fine. So we're going to teach you the articles of faith. So when that person says he's interested, so if the male, then you go teach him directly. Female, then you not be alone with her. You call your wife, your mother, sister, like that, or she, your wife, and them know the name of teacher. So, amantu billah, I believe in Almighty Allah alone. No parents, no partners, no associates, no children. Nothing. Explain Surah Ikhlas. Surah chapter 112. Amantu billah wa malaikatihi. All the angels we believe in. Yes, some angels we know their name. Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, and so forth. Israfil alayhi salam. So we believe in all the angels. Wa kutubihi. All the divine books we believe in. But we also believe all the previous scriptures are interpolated. They were additions, omissions made. So many different versions of it that the versions also are confused. So the only book in its present form that it is pristine purity and from the time it was revealed to Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Quran Sharif. More than 1400 years have passed. Millions of people, male, female, children and adults have committed it to memory. So that is the miracle of the noble Quran. the greatest miracle of the Messenger, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amantu billah wa malaikati wa kutubi wa rusulihi wal yawm al akhir. The last day, doomsday, the day of justice, the day of judgment. You explained that. There wal qadri khairihi wa sharrihi min Allah. Good, bad, happy, sad. Everything comes from Almighty Allah. And then wal ba'ath ba'd al maut. And remember that the life after death, either people go to Jannah, paradise, with the mercy of Allah, they passed away on Iman and Islam. Or they go to the hellfire because they committed kufr, shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, Allah forbid. So, and you explain all the do's and the don'ts, five times salat, fasting in Ramadan, zakat, if the person is wealthy. So all those basics, wudu, ablution, ghusl, paki, napaki, cleanliness and uncleanliness. And immediately things become compulsory. He or she must learn Surah Fatiha immediately. Write it down for them. A-L-H-A-M-D-U, Alhamdu, transliteration. So in that way, then the person is happy. Any questions and so forth, then you answer that. Then you tell him or her, read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear testimony that truly none is worthy of worship. There is no God, capital, there is no God, small g. There is no deity, no God, small g, illallah. Except Almighty Allah, capital G, God. This is now, we just to explain non-Muslims who becoming Muslim. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And I also bear testimony that Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger. Then you give that person a good Muslim name and so forth, if he doesn't have a good name. And then remember, you make dua for him and he make dua. You explain to him the virtues. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. When Steve becomes Adam and Zakaria and Yahya and Isa and Ilyas, that he becomes a Muslim, male or female, Almighty Allah give them bisharat and glad tidings. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell the non-Muslims that إِيَّنْتَهُ, they abstain from their kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism. يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, the previous sins are forgiven. They're like a newborn baby. Chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse 38. Subhanallah. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam elaborated hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Inna al-Islama yahdimu ma kana qabla. Islam expunges and removes the sins of the past. And then you make dua for that person. So that is basically that. Another thing you must do, which is Allah put in my mind now. Every jamaat, every organization, you must have this. Remember, is wajib in this day and this age that people embrace Islam. You give them one form, they must fill it in, and in that way there they will say that upon my death then I must be buried according to the Islamic law, the Sharia. We don't have that. That person dies, the family is taken away, cremated, and so many other things. We saw this happening with our own eyes. So therefore it's compulsory in this day and this age that that person who just embrace Islam, he should sign that document and that form as well. And we should facilitate all this. Just go to your smart eagle, legal eagles, and tell them to draft up something so they don't have any loopholes. And in that way there, that when a person embraces Islam, they sign it, they give you one copy, they keep a copy, and they give their family a copy. Then we don't have no wrangling and tangling when that person passes away.
Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Saab. That brings us to the end of the first hour of this afternoon's Q&A program. We continue after the break.